XRP is about to boost the silver price in a way that silver investors have always dreamed of. Some never thought possible, but they wanted it to happen. And out of a lot of silver investors' bitterness towards cryptocurrency, they're going to be thanking the Lord when they see this boost. I'm going to explain that in a second. I'm going to go over a story by, it's entitled Silver Explosive Silver Move to Give Crypto a Run for Its Money. This comes from Peter Croth. I know Peter, met him up in Vancouver. It's funny. I wasn't invited back to Vancouver last year. I was invited back because they said more people came to see the Economic Ninja than anyone else. Right. And that was super exciting. It was very humbling to meet so many of you in Vancouver. The next year I couldn't because I'm going to be honest with you, a little bit of a breakdown because after Las Vegas, that Las Vegas event just sort of wrecked me after leaving the fire service to see how amazing all of you were. But 1,000 Ninja Nation members with that much energy all at once, I got to be honest with you, it was a lot to handle. So I canceled all of my speaking engagements. Well, a year later, nobody wants me to come and speak at these silver events. And it's interesting because I think what's happened is a lot of them have seen these crypto videos and I've been pro crypto, especially, I mean, I've been ever since I started the channel, but really since January, because I knew where the price was going to go. And I still buy silver. I still invest in it. I just made another purchase a couple weeks ago at right $30 and some change, and I vaulted it, right? But what people don't understand, and a lot of silver investors are just, they're very bitter towards crypto. And my suggestion to you, if this pisses you off, if you hate crypto, just put it down in the comments below. Go for it. But I'll tell you what, you need to take a couple hours of your life to learn about it because it's going to take your silver investment and 10x it. So check this story out. And just so you know, I believe that silver is freedom, right? I believe it is absolutely freedom. And this bar, this Independence Day bar, is very important because to me, we are declaring our independence every time we buy an ounce of silver, every time we buy a Bitcoin or something that goes against traditional finance and what the bankers have been doing to destroy our currency, to overtax us to death and make Americans and human beings around the world slaves, right? They're slaves. And while they reap all of the rewards, I believe that silver is more precious than gold. I know it sounds crazy. I believe there's going to be a day where it's well known, there's way less silver than gold. And when I mean well known, they're talking about on the news. We just recently watched Russia come out and say, we're going to buy silver. That's a shot across the bow to the entire Rothschild, Vanderbilt, all of the big banking families. That's a shot across the bow to all of them. Western civilization, because they have demonized silver. And when I say demonized, I mean that also in the spiritual aspect. Devil wants everyone to remember Jesus's life was sold for silver, not for gold. And silver has been suppressed for so long, especially going back to the crime of 1873. But sorry, I digress. Let me talk about what Peter's got to say. Now, right now, silver, you know, is not moving like the way it should be. I believe everyone should own silver. Everyone should own gold because it's God's money. And if you believe in God and you cherish the things that God has given us and opportunities that he's presented for us, then we should cherish, we should have respect for his version of the economy. So I think everyone should always own, have a core position in silver and in gold. I almost said XRP. Check this out. And I'm going to explain why XRP is going to blow up silver. Peter Croth, a renowned precious metals analyst, predicted a bullish move in silver prices in a recent interview. He said, and he's the author of The Great Silver. Nope, that was a typo. I'm not even going to read that out loud. There you go. That's the typo. You can pause it and check it out. Suggesting the white metal could rival cryptocurrency investments. Okay, that's not going to happen this next year. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's going to piss off a lot of silver holders. But if you stick around, I guarantee you're going to be super pumped by the end of this video. Croth, a seasoned veteran of the silver market, highlighted the confluence of factors driving this bullish outlook. What happens when the investment demand comes roaring back, industrial demand does not pull away, and you've got 30% left to feed the investment side of it. I mean, it could absolutely be explosive, he stated during this interview. All right. So he talks about the driving surge, right? Which, you know, hey, We're consuming 20% more silver than we produced each year. He's right. That's going to exert upward pressure on prices. And there's all this stuff, right? All these facts. Okay, all those are true. But here's the thing. There's so much fake shares of paper silver to drive down the price so that it affects, everyone around the world. Okay, you got to understand that. That's just the truth. There's so many derivatives between the COMEX, the LBMA. There's so many dirty things. And this is why Russia announced, hey, we're going to start our own truthful version. We're going to start our own exchange. See, this is dangerous for the COMEX and the LBMA, which I'm excited. I want to see them destroyed. They're an evil enterprise. They are lying about the prices. And all they do, and they, I don't want to get into a massive video about this, but they just change the rules. They say, oh yeah, there's silver back there backing your contracts and you could take delivery. You just need to own 5,000 contracts. Oh, now, oh yeah, I know. Yesterday it was 1,000 contracts. Now it's 5,000. And then if everyone starts asking for it, oh, you know what? You need 10,000 contracts. Hey, you know what? Why don't we just settle you in cash? We'll just give you cash because it's not there. All right. So here's the truth. Bitcoin, when I started this channel, was like $3,600. And I think silver was, I don't know, $14. And I said, you should buy silver. You should buy some gold. Because inflationary pressure is coming. But you know what you should also buy? You should really stretch yourself and buy a little Bitcoin. Well, now Bitcoin's went to what? $100,000. That's real money. If you sell your Bitcoin today, you get $100,000. That's the reality. For all the silver people that are super pissed right now, and I'm surprised. Hey, if you're pissed and you still made it to this video, you're going to be very successful. I'm going to show you why in a sec. XRP back then was, I don't know, what was it, 17 cents? I was buying XRP down. Now it's what, $2.30, I think, today. Those are meteoric rises in comparison to silver. All right, so let me show you how you're going to be about to be rich. You're going to watch a silver boom like you've never seen before in the end of 2025 and into 2026. I know it sucks. And will it be worth more in 2025? Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw a $40, $45 silver price in 2025. I would not be surprised. However, a downturn in the stock market is directly going to affect all of these asset classes. All right, so here you go. Someone like me, I have owned Bitcoin since it was $500. I have said I'm going to sell all my Bitcoin and I'm going to buy silver at near the top of this cycle, okay? I believe the top of this cycle comes in sometime in the end of 2025, all right? I am not the only person that's going to do that. There are a lot of people that are going to end up doing that. And I honestly believe that anyone that are seeing massive gains right now should honestly, regardless of where Bitcoin's going, if you believe it's going, I mean, when I bought my first Bitcoin at $500, I bought a bunch of them, right? It went from, I bought $10,000 worth of Bitcoin at $500. So easy math, right? What is that, 20 Bitcoin? When the Bitcoin value, my portfolio went from $10,000 to $100,000, I pulled $40,000 off and bought silver. I was left with, what was it, 6 Bitcoin, whatever the Bitcoin was, 14 Bitcoin left or something like that. And I kept buying Bitcoin after that. So now think about this. I took that 40,000 and a year later, the 60,000 in Bitcoin turned into $1 million because I bought a bunch of ICO tokens. Now, that silver did not move up like that. But I'm not joking. I am not joking when I say I never regretted that move. It did something to my mind. I grabbed it, a win, 400% or 300% return on my initial investment. It's a win. I could look my wife in the eye and say, I won. And I'm going to keep winning, right? And I'm just going to go from win to win to win. And a lot of people are like, oh, you're crazy. You could have made this much money. I don't think you understand. You don't become wealthy by speculating. You just don't. You take guaranteed shots. And some of those shots are moonshots. And then you take that moonshot and you put it into something else. And I'm about to do that in front of the entire world. And this is a big trade. I'm not joking. Like, there'll be news about it in a year. You watch. But it's not because it's just me moving my Bitcoin into silver that is going to take the price of this stuff. Hey, look, a Christmas bar. I love Christmas bars. I just love art bars. 1973. How cool is that? 1 ounce of pure silver. It's going to make it moonshot because I'm also going to do part of my XRP. And that is going to make news. At a certain point, and I've already got it set up with vaulting companies and with brokers to do this because this is going to have to be facilitated. And this isn't bragging. This is just how life works. If you would have bought XRP at 2 cents, and let's say you would have put 10 G's into it. Do the math. Actually, put it down below. I'm curious. Let's say you put 10 G's into XRP at 2 cents. There's a lot of people that did that I know of. And they went and stored it and did it right. And let's say they sell it at 10 bucks. How much is that worth? Throw it down below. Now, let's say you took 10% of that and you pushed it into physical silver and had it vaulted in a big vault. Let's say you contact Brinks, you have it vaulted. But let's say it's not just that. Let's say somebody bought a bunch of Bitcoin and sold it and transferred it into silver. See, the pure buying power of the physical market will get sucked up like that. It's going to be fast. And for all of you that don't know anything about XRP or Bitcoin, I highly suggest you go learn about it. And that, right, just the learning about a new asset class, that's advice. I'm not saying go and invest in it. I'm not saying dump all your money into it. I'm saying go learn about it. You see, before the first day you ever bought a stock, you didn't really know anything about stocks. Matter of fact, I bet you didn't know anything about the stock you bought. A day after you bought it, a week after, a month after, you did it because an investment advisor told you to. And just so you know, an investment advisor doesn't have to be wealthy. He just had to pass a course. It's like biology. How many of us passed that in high school and remember jack crap about it? It's the truth. I highly suggest, that's the only advice I'll ever give. Go and learn about something. Go learn something new. Don't dive all your money into it. Most people speculate in crypto. They speculate in silver. They don't know anything about it. They don't know the investment attributes to it. I made that one course. I'll put a sale link to it. It's 99 bucks. If it's worth it, $99 for you to learn a ton about how to invest safely into cryptocurrency, how to store it, how to put it in different wallets, how to put it on exchange, all that stuff. I guarantee you this. How much would it cost you for an investment advisor to go buy Bitcoin for you, where you could just learn it all yourself from a little from me, but mostly from a best-selling author in the space? What's that worth to you? I'll put a sale link down below. But I want to tell you what, and this is my thing. This is a Snoopy coin. I like collectible coins, but I never pay. I paid $3 over spot for these things. Come on, man. Come on. And look, I mean, you got Captain America. I'm sorry, I'll just geek out for a second. Captain America coin from Marvel Comics. And it's actually numbered from Marvel. I paid $3 for it. It's actually got a stamp. Jeezo. There's only like 9,000 of these ever made. Oh, I just picked it up. Anyway, if you want the link to the course, the link's down below. I'm going to tell you the XRP. I'm going to put a portion of my XRP into God's money. And it's going to blow up after that. And it's not going to blow up the day I do it. I'm going to get mocked crazy all over the internet. I love it. I got mocked about telling people to check into XRP and Bitcoin when I first started the channel. If you go back to my first videos, it'll blow you away. I talked about an incredible project, Digibyte. I don't talk about it anymore. The project, it hasn't failed, but it's so decentralized. No, nothing's organizing it. Nobody's doing anything on it. So it's stagnant. It sucks. It's horrible. But that was the same way with Bitcoin. It didn't take off until big banks started developing things, you know, around it, and then it took off. And then look, it really didn't even really explode until the government got behind it and let institutions buy it. This is how it works. I just want to see people wealthy. Silver's going to explode. It's not going to explode next year like crypto, but it's going to really explode like crypto after the crypto crowd starts buying silver with crypto. And the Economic Ninja is going to be on the forefront of that. That's why I've been doing all these videos talking about it. All right, I hope you got something out of this. If you want the sale link to the Bitcoin XRP 101 Accelerator, the basic course, the basics, teaching all the basics, the link's down below. Hope you have a great day. Economic Ninja is out.